Senator Marshall, thank you for joining me here, and welcome to Iowa. It's awesome. This new Lehigh Park is just, it's phenomenal. So first thing I want to ask you is, like, what kind of brought you here to the Lehigh State Park, and like, what does this opening kind of mean for the state of Kansas?
You know, I grew up hunting and fishing and just had the greatest life growing up, and I still enjoy fishing. This is supposedly a good smallmouth bass lake, very unique as well. So I think that the outdoors opportunity is great. And especially with the mental health crisis that we have across the country, getting outside and just enjoying nature is one of the best. It's worth 2,000 psychiatrists out there as well. So it's just great to see something new opened up here. It's a beautiful lake sitting here looking at it right now. Big, tall bluffs.
The scenery is amazing.
Yeah, so
especially
I can't
wait
to
here.
Get a little bit hot to do it today, but maybe this fall I'll get to come back. I got a couple special lures I like for use on smallmouth.
So what does a park like this you think will mean to Iola and the county of Allen?
Well, I think that's the other part, is the tourism part of this as well. People do spend a lot of money when they're enjoying camping and boating, those types of things as well. So I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people will venture down this way, but it's got to do something. They got to get groceries, some food, some ice, maybe a beverage or two. So it'll certainly help out some of the stores locally.
Right. So this project has been going on for years now, I believe back till 2022. What kind of stands out about seeing this finally open after 4 years of a long project that's come here in Iola?
Yeah, well, certainly the visitor center blew me away. It's a $4 million facility. They spared no expense, so this will be a great venue for a wedding we're big into Ducks Unlimited back home as well. This would be a great place for a DU banquet, anything with kind of a looking for a sports theme as well. So I think that this visitor center has the great opportunity to bring people here as well.
So one last thing here before you guys take off. So what kind of economic development do you think this could affect here in Southeast Kansas and be so great about it?
Well, it's going to be the tourism part of it, obviously, as well. But it's also going to be good just to help keep people in town. So you have people that work here in town, and they certainly need good health care, you need good schools. But also, if there's some fun recreation opportunities, I think it helps the quality of life piece of that as well.
Well, Senator Marshall, thank you for answering some of my questions here today.
Yeah, glad to be here.